begrüße euch an diesem Freitag, den 13. Einen Tag vor dem Heimspiel unserer Eintracht. Morgen um 15.30 Uhr im Deutsche Bank Park gegen den 1. FC Heidenheim. Schön, dass ihr da seid. Ich begrüße unseren Cheftrainer Albert Riera und natürlich alle, die uns zuschauen über die Eintracht-Kanäle. Und Schiedsrichter morgen ist Harm Osmers. Das Spiel wird live auf Sky und in der Zone-Konferenz übertragen und im Audiokommentar bei meinen Kollegen bei Eintracht FM. Dann kommen wir gleich zu euren Fragen an Albert Riera. Ingo Dusewitz startet von der Frankfurter Rundschau.
Hello, Mr. Riera. What is your idea, what is your plan to get more power into the offensive line?
You attacking, to the straight one, because we didn't score a goal, we have to talk about this, and then I will start for the other one. To score goals, it's important to win games. If you don't score goals, you cannot win games. In the last two games, we conceded four shots on goal. I analyzed the last game of Dortmund and Bayern against Köln and Gladbach, and with 10 players, the opponents, they conceded more chances than us, more shots on goals than us. I like to talk about also positive things. But now I go to your question. To win games, you need to shoot more. You need to create more chances. And I promise you, this week we were working on this. We were talking and practicing about the way how to create more chances. And of course, hopefully tomorrow you will see this progression. But it's easy. I said to my players, if we on the last quarter, I don't want anyone to be scared to lose one ball on the last quarter. When we're in the first zone, second zone, careful. Careful, that is dangerous. But on the last zone, I don't want to see anyone, because we are in a good shape and we are in a good, what I like to call, the preventive defending. When we lose the ball, we are ready to recover the ball again. We are desperate to recover the ball again. So I said, if we are on these two situations, press when losing and preventive defending, why we are scared to lose the ball on the last quarter? And so we needed to use a little bit this more risky, I call the last pass. And they understood, and hopefully tomorrow we will see this situation, because after that, when is the chance and we shoot to the tribune, this we can accept, of course. I mean, the players, we can accept that technically they're not shooting properly, but we need to create chances, and this is on what we were working this week.
Matthias Merget vom Hessischen Rundfunk.
Hello, Mr. Riera. What are the chances of Uzun and Ebnu Talib to play tomorrow? And how important are these players for the game?
Zero chances, because they're not in the list. So, and they're not in the list because two reasons. First of all, physically they're not ready. Physically they're not ready. And the players that they're sitting on the bench, when I'm looking on the bench, I want solutions. I want players that they are ready. So if I'm going to look at them, and I will think, first, my question has to be to the fitness coach, can he play 10 minutes? Can he play 20, 25, 27? How many? I don't want to be in this situation. The player that they are on the, sitting on the bench, they are ready to play. And physically, they are not. This is number one. And number two, and that was Yubin on the session that they start training with us during the week. And I said to Jan, we made the positional game that usually we're doing. And I said, when finish the first round, I say, you and Younes, you look from another team. Why? Not because of the quality, they have a big quality. But because still they are understanding the way how we play. And what I want to say with this is, and I said to them, in this tone, on this way that they understand, because you need to be careful what you say to the player. They need to understand what you say. And I said, listen, I'm not a coach that puts just the player on the pitch and then play. And if you have a good day, maybe we will win. If you have a bad day, maybe you will lose. When you are on the pitch, you need to know everything what to do. Especially we were talking about two offensive players. What to do with the ball? I know exactly what they're going to do with the ball. They have a lot of quality. But when they don't have the ball, can they help also the team? So it still is too early for them. They need time to adapt on the way how we play, and I repeat many times to them, I said, when I will detect that you can help the team because you understand the idea, how we play, you can go in. And to them, that to soft the situation with them. I said, listen, I don't put chickens on the pitch without brain, just play. The players, they need to be clever. I like that my team, all the players, they think on the pitch. Because every situation that the opponent puts you in trouble, you need to adapt. You need to know how to solve the situation. So that's the reason that I like the players, that they think on the pitch and not only the quality. Quality is so important, but football is not only quality. It's more things. So when they will be ready, they will be with us, but they are very close. They are very close. Probably next week they will be with us.
Jochen Golle vom Sportjugend Frankfurt Journal und Eintracht in Team.
Yeah, Mr. Riera, Kalimuendo is a player with various talents. Yeah, he has a playful possibilities in the offensive. And I always think about Undaf and Kalimuendo, similar type. So Undaf is playing around Demirovic, and you put Kalimuendo on the right wing, where he was very restricted in his possibilities. So do you see him as a winger, or do you give him more freedom in the offensive?
Okay. Kali played, let's go to the Bayern game. Kali played on the right winger. Was he dangerous? Really dangerous. He did a good job, fantastic job. San Pauli, we are thinking about Kali. Do you think it was the problem, Kali, that he was restricted? No, he was not restricted. It was the way how the team we play combinating, not Kali. The problem was not on Kali, was not on Johnny, because Johnny said, should I do this moment? Should I do this? He said, no, the problem was not on you. It was that we were not giving foot to you. I said, to the offensive player, you need to give foot. Foot, it means if GM and Kali, they are on the wing, but they are fast players, how you can give a foot? With these risky passes, with these deep passes inside, no? If you just play outside to the line, this everyone can play, or you can put a lot of players. But I, you know already that I'm playing with the wingers like a second strikers. That's the reason that I want him to surprise from the second line. I want him to surprise running inside with the diagonals. And this is what we didn't do against San Pauli. But the plan was this. And against Bayern is the best example to say, no, Kali on the right winger, also he can play well. But we need to give them the ball and the way how to play for their characteristics. Kali, I don't want the Kali to come to receive the ball and there to dribble in the middle of the pitch because he's more a striker. But starting position as a winger, but finishing as a striker, this is what I want from him. But he can play also as a striker. He can play as a winger. He can play on both sides. So at the end, it's not depending only on the wingers. It depends how the other players on the pitch, they can give them this word that I like to tell, foot.
Christopher Michel von Absolut Fußball.
Yes, hello, coach. Eintracht in the last years always had problems against deep-lying opponents who defended very deep-lying. And what are the reasons for this, in your opinion? And how can you solve this problem?
I cannot personally because I'm on the line. I cannot. But I can give them the idea and the way how we can break these lines. Which team has not in Europe problems against a very deep blob? Because the teams that they are dominant, the teams that they put the opponent in a low block, because you force to put the opponent in a low block, you need to find a solution how to break the lines. So tomorrow probably will be one game, or in many situations they will be waiting for us and waiting for our mistakes and then to have the transitions. So we already talked about this. Careful when we're going to lose the ball, to be aware to stop the transition, the counterattacks. But from other way, how to solve this? We have the way. We practice it three different ways how to break these lines. But okay, on the way tactically, I can tell you have rotations on the side. You move players from the opponent. You create holes. All the players that they come in to receive and the players from second line that we are playing with two tens attacking from the back, it's easier to attack the space. So, and at the end, also we're going to need crosses because it's one of the things that at the end you have to use to give crosses, to give a situation to the striker that they can score goals. So you can use these three situations that I said. But especially the one that the players from the second line, that they are attacking the space behind the defensive line. But because to create this situation, the players that are in the front line, they need to attract the opponent. So situation that we practiced during this week, and hopefully tomorrow we will see on the pitch.
Felix Breiner von RTL Hessen.
Hello, Mr. Riera. Eintracht Frankfurt has also the nickname the Diva from the Mine because they win against teams that are on top of the league and lose against teams that are below in the table. How do you motivate your team that they don't underestimate Heidenheim?
Mm-hmm. This is the last sentence that I said after the training, when we finished the training. Always before the training and after the training, I give feedback to them. We finished the training, said what I'm telling you every single time. I want to see my team that doesn't matter against who we play. We have to show the same energy and the same passion, the same attitude. Because when we finish the game, I go to them. I'm not talking with one, you made this bad pass or this shoot or this cross, it was not good. Because this is technically, can happen, this mistake during the game. Talking to them, looking at their eyes, they say, you gave your best, your maximum? Yes. Okay, I have nothing to complain against you. So they have to be sure that when we go after the game and we look each other, they gave everything. Because if not, because this is the other thing that we can control. So tomorrow what I said to them is, forget who is the opponent, forget the position, because it will be difficult. And as you said, it's very difficult to play against a team they are on the relegation zone. Why? Because they don't want to be relegated also. We are playing for Europe, to be in Europe. Yeah, but the others, they are not. They don't want to be in second division next season. So, of course, it will be difficult. But the mentality of the player has to be exactly the same. It doesn't matter who is the opponent. Because I have to think, one of the points that you can touch on the player is, say, listen, tomorrow you want to be the MVP of the game. So what it means is I have to do a lot of good things with ball and without the ball as a fullback. The center back wants to think, what I have to do with the ball, without the ball. Okay, number six, what I have to do. So if all the players, they think like this, then everybody wants to be the MVP. They can do a lot of good things and then the team will perform good. So this is what I'm telling them. So it doesn't matter who is the opponent. They have to try everyone to be the MVP of the game, because if individually everyone gives a good result, collective, we will be happy as a team.
Lisa Siegel von der Bild und dann Sonja Pahl von Hitradio FFH.
Hi, Coach. In the race for Europe, would anything else than a dominant win be a disappointment?
I'm looking for the points, because 1-0 and 5-0 is exactly the same points, no? As I know until now, no? But the way how, for me, is more important. If you say tomorrow you will win 1-0, but wow, how we play your team. Then 5-0 is, no, I'm not happy. I don't know if I answer about your question. So the way how, what do you mean the way how? What we are planning, how we organize a team, what we want to see with the ball, without the ball. For me, this is the most important. And after we're doing a lot of good things, the result comes. And I prefer to have a short result and to be convinced on all the things that we're doing. And after, maybe because we were not good, for example, shooting. No, we didn't have a good day shooting. Then just 5-0, that sometimes behind this 5-0, you say, yeah, but 5-0, but three was on set pieces, one was by penalty. So the results always, they are a little bit, they are not saying the truth, I will say. That's why I'm not focused on the results. I'm focused on what we have to do during 90 minutes and then after with the result.
I just would like to ask, hi Albert, first of all, about the squad itself. You mentioned that Ebno Taleb and Uzun are not going to be in the squad, but all the other ones, are they all fit? Are they all going to be in the squad? And are you going to start with the same 11 as against St. Pauli to see your reaction of this squad?
Oh, first, I will say that we have a surprise for tomorrow again. Always has to be some surprise for the opponent. Okay, sorry, I cannot tell you here. Tomorrow you will know, but always there is something, some adjustment, because the opponents, the same like we are doing, we study the opponent, how they are playing, and always you need to do something a bit different. But all the players, they are available, except the not only Younes and Jan, also Michi, start with them this week, but still is early for him. And then we have three players that they are. Ansgar is doing well. Probably next week he can start join us. Arthur, we will see if next week is starting being with us. The one that is a little bit more far is still Rasmus. But the rest, as the same last week. So the first 11 and the surprise for the game tomorrow I will not tell you, but the list of 20 players is exactly the same.
Matthias Merget.
You had a couple of weeks with the team right now. How would you characterize your team?
Well, we did a good progress on the way how I want. Of course, the coaches, we really appreciate when you have the 6 weeks of pre-season, because this is lovely when you think about 6 weeks and say, okay, the first week I will work on the roles, on the discipline, on the way how I want to manage the group. On the second week I will go to defensive part, and then the third week I will go to the offensive. For 6 weeks. Now I came here on Monday, and on Saturday we needed to win. Yes or yes, it doesn't matter how. So we have to do a lot of things. Football is not only one thing, as I said. Tactically is important, technically is important, mentally is so important. So it's a mix of a little bit everything. I think we are in a moment that we can say that we can do everything better. But I will tell you, you ask me what it comes to my mind straight away is I needed to change the mood of the players. I needed to change the confidence of the players. I think this we solve it. Normal. That's normal, not only here. It happened in all the teams in the world. After 13 games, you are only winning one. Who won't be low of confidence and unhappy? So we just needed this, because football is about results. And this is not a critique for the previous time, because football is about result. Even if you play fantastic, you also can lose games. But we change this mood, and then after defending and offensive, of course we can do much better. That's why still they give me job. That is still I can improve them. The perfection never doesn't exist, but I can see a progress. Not bad for 5 weeks, but still I want more. And even when one day we will say, wow, it was a good game, you need to be aware that this you keep at maximum level. And don't forget, even if you keep at maximum level, there are opponents that they want to hit you. So you still have to do more things, new things, progress things, because in football you cannot stop. And you can never think that you are better than anyone, because when you think like this is when comes someone and he hits you.
Christopher Michel.
I would like to look at your center midfield. You have Larsson and Højlund to play together. Are you satisfied on the way how they are doing? And how's the mood from Moda Hood and Elias Giri, who don't play so often?
Yeah. Listen, talking about individual players, you know that I'm not a fan. I talk more collective. What is the idea of the team or the plan for tomorrow? But of course, you need ingredients. I call ingredients. You are one chef. You need ingredients, good ones, to cook well. And this is exactly the same. Even if you are a good coach, but you have a good ideas, but you need to cook. And when we are talking, now you're asking for Oscar and for Hugo, they are fantastic players. But the responsibility of one coach is to put them in a position that they will perform. On the way how we play, I always say, is not the best one, it's not the worst, it's mine. It's impossible that you will like to everyone. It's impossible that all the players will adapt exactly how you are saying. That's why I'm not talking about injury players. This will sound out as excuse. If we were talking about 0-0 last week, injury player, we have many. I don't have 6 weeks of pre-season. I didn't have a one transfer window. I didn't bring anyone that I want, players. Now what I want is focus on my players that I have, because I'm not in transfer window, I'm not in pre-season, I'm in competition mode. Competition mode means improve all my players. That's my target. And then I am asking to many players, all of them, but I will say 80%, to do things that maybe before they were not doing. Let's go to Nene, let's go to Collins as a fullback and center back, let's go to Oscar, for example, is a player. For me, he's not a positional six, I used to play one more positional, and Hugo is more positional, but Oscar is more box-box. So I'm telling them, no, you're going to do this and you're going to do this because my way is like this. Sometimes I will say I improve more than I destroy players, but I improve more players. Because if I destroy more players, then I will say, Albert, the problem is on you. But there are some players that they stop progressing, or they are a little bit more limited. And there are some players that improve a lot. like as we said, with Baoya or with Nene or with Hugo. And there are other players, for example, like we said with Oscar, that he has a fantastic characteristics, and now is my responsibility to put him where he will improve. But you said now they will play together. No, I don't play with two number sixes, or I don't play with one box to box and 1 6. I prefer to use with a different player to create the superiority inside. And then who is guilty? Is Oscar guilty? Because no, he's not guilty. He has his characteristics. But sometimes when I put two players together, or I decide to play, last week we were talking about why Doan is not playing. No, because I decide to play with Fares, because Shaibi is giving us another characteristic. So at the end, if I put one, you will ask me why you want to put in this one. If I am improving one, then maybe the one, the other one, no. It's always like this, and always will be like this. So I don't know if you were, your question is to know if they will play both together tomorrow. I cannot tell you. Not because of you. I appreciate you, but I cannot give to the opponent any chance to know anything about the first 11. But again, I repeat, when I go to sleep at night, I'm thinking, I need to make better Oscar. I need to make better Doan. I need to, on the way how we play, because one example to understand this, the people that they are listening, for example, classic situation with the wingers inside, the fullbacks overlapping. I'm not a fan of fullbacks overlapping. And my logical reason is because when we receive one ball on the line, I prefer that is Baoya than one fullback. On the one against one, on the cross, on the combination. That's my logical, but it's not the best. It's the way how I play. So, and then you say, okay, then you cannot play with one fullback overlapping. No, but then I'm not perfect. No, I know that I'm not perfect. I don't pretend to be perfect, but this is our way how to play. Maybe we will be successful. Maybe no. I'm convinced that yes, we will be. This is my conviction. But the perfection, I cannot be perfect to everyone. So that's one thing, because in the future we'll talk about many individual players, and as I said, I know that when I put one player, another one could play and is not playing, but because of the characteristic, or sometimes because the opponent, I want to try to find something different, because every game demands you something different. Tomorrow we are playing against Heidenheim, and demands, there are 2 points very important. Again, I cannot say, because, but these 2 points, that they are totally different than San Paolo. So then I need another player to do this job. And this one that I remove is because he played bad the last game. No, it's because for the next game, I need another characteristic of a player to score goals and to create chances.
Yep. Gut, schönes Schlusswort. Ja, finde ich auch. Thank you, Coach. Long. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Danke euch. Wir sehen uns morgen 15:30 gegen Heidenheim. Schönen Tag euch.
Dankeschön.